This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Empire. Pre, during, and hopefully post-pandemic, sports teams need to ensure a safe experience.
The goal was initially to help the athletes and the staff to be in a safe and healthy indoor environment. We learned during the pandemic that a lot of NBA teams had significant impact due to COVID.
That's Roy Friedberg, CEO of Aura Air, who is helping stadiums get better control of the air we breathe. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. As it turns out, safer environments became a priority of many companies before COVID-19, but the pandemic opened a lot of eyes to its necessity, and sports teams took notice. They were hoping to bring fans back to pre-pandemic attendance levels, and to do so, they had to prove the stadium experience doesn't have to be a place to fear. Our guest this week is Roy Friedberg, who is the CEO of Aura Americas, which is a smart air purification company that recently just announced a multi-year partnership with the Detroit Pistons. So yes, we are still in that space where people are thinking about enclosed environments and how to make them better and safer. Hi, Roy. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great, Brad. Pleasure to meet you.
Tell me a little bit about your company, what you guys do.
Aura Air was founded 4 years ago, providing a safe and healthy indoor environment, but also helping people see the unseen, which is the air we're breathing. The company was founded before COVID with the idea of improving well-being of people inside of indoor environment. Nowadays, we're a public listed company operating in over 87 countries, from Guam Island to South Africa, from hospitals to schools, to government buildings. It's a very exciting era for us.
Okay, so it sounds as if the company had taken off pre-COVID. What happened after the pandemic began?
I think that the pandemic, in my view, we're still in the pandemic. I live in New York, and I can tell you that in New York, again, they're speaking about mandating masks again. So the world really changed after COVID. The awareness to the importance of indoor air quality and well-being has dramatically changed. If 3 years ago I had to explain what does it mean indoor air quality and why it's important to ventilate, to purify the air, nowadays I don't need to do it anymore. People understand that it's important. People understand that it's becoming a must-have technology. And 4 years ago, it was more nice to have wellness, let's say, something which people haven't seen as a necessity.
Yeah. And maybe what, pre-COVID, did people look at it as something that, I guess, customers or people involved with these buildings, they wouldn't realize it was there, but now they do? Is that kind of how people are thinking about it a little bit?
Yes, I think that now people are entering indoor environments. And when I say indoor environment, it could be a classroom, it could be an elevator, it could be a public bus, it could be an airplane, it could be a room in a hotel. And they're more cautious of what's happening now. Is it safe? Is it healthy? If someone is entering the elevator, if it will cough or sneeze, so now these people will be kind of terrified to understand what's happening. So the awareness to look for solutions, to see if there is any active purification, disinfection, monitoring, is something that we see people much more aware and requiring. We'll give you one anecdote. Harvard Business School done a study three years ago, before the pandemic, asking employees what's the most important thing for them when they're choosing a workplace. And I was surprised and would tell you that first online was indoor air quality.
Yeah.
Even before salary, gym, and that's before COVID.
What is your position? And I want to get into the sports stuff, obviously, here in a moment and the partnership that you had. But as companies are thinking about getting people to come back to work, how are you working with companies worldwide as they talk to employees and try to assure them that their workplaces are going to be as safe as possible?
So as part of our technology, we're combining the active medical grade filtration and disinfection, but with the ability to show people what's happening. So we're working with organizations to deploy our technology inside of the office spaces, but also providing them the ability to present to the employees the data. And then people can see what's happening in the environment. They can get recommendations about indoor and outdoor air quality, actionable insights. For example, is it a good day to go for a run outside, or maybe the pollen season is starting and it's better to go and train in the gym. So it's kind of providing them the holistic solution for education, awareness, but also for healthy and safety.
And what can you show them? Can you give us some examples of that? Like, what can you show them by having your purifiers in, let's stay inside, obviously, in an indoor environment? What can you show workers, fans, for that matter, that are showing up to a stadium about how having this would be different than normal circumstances?
Of course. So also with the Detroit Pistons in the arena, what we're going to display is one, different widgets that will present how much particles were captured during the day. And what's the, people cannot understand what, how much particles we can capture. So we're kind of presenting it as Olympic pools. So let's say today we captured for you 25 Olympic pools of pathogens. And then people can imagine what the technology has done for them. But not only that, we're also giving them recommendations on when, like I said, when to work out outside. Is it a good day now to park with your son or daughter? Maybe they're allergic to a specific pollen, and now to go outside to play in the park is not a good day. So it's really to tackle air quality in kind of a holistic way, and educating people on maybe during the traffic time, it's not a good time now to run outside. It's not a good time to walk outside. So that's part of the thing that we'll see in the arena, those actionable insights, those alerts, those recommendations tailored to each one of the segments. Let's say I'm a pregnant woman or I'm asthmatic. They will see different recommendations and alerts based on their health necessities.
What are the challenges of trying to purify the air in a venue like the Piston Stadium where there's 15,000 people there?
Yeah, so it's a very good question. We started with the Detroit Pistons facilities first with the at the Performance Center. The goal was initially to help the athletes and the staff to be in a safe and healthy indoor environment. We learned during the pandemic that a lot of NBA teams had significant impact due to COVID, with athletes getting sick, with games being canceled. So that's the place we started. We installed so far 88 devices at the Performance Center where the athletes are training, eating, traveling. And we also provided them with our on-the-go solution. So now when they're traveling to within the U.S., they can take the on-the-go solution that will keep them safe.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Obviously, we discussed earlier that your company had value pre-COVID, before this became a top of mind situation for literally everybody in the world. Was it for sports, or is that a new thing with teams and their venues? Are they thinking about this? Are you seeing this differently? Are they seeing this differently now?
Our market is for everyone in the world who is breathing. And we started tackling different industries, but you realize that the sports industry, it's an industry that had a significant impact due to bad air quality. And when I say bad air quality in sports, it could be Australia Open, it could be US Open, it could be fire seasons in LA impacting LeBron James, for example.
Yeah.
And we understood that there is a significant impact on athletes, on their performance. And then we also realized that a lot of studies and clinical trials were done on the impact and the correlation between poor indoor air with physical, mental health, safety, and also performance.
What do you mean? What did you find?
There's a correlation between bad air quality and poor indoor air quality with the performance of athletes. And that's studies that have been done on tennis players, on basketball players, and there's a correlation. Therefore, if you're improving the indoor air quality environment, you can help with the performance of athletes.
And I would assume, and I'm just taking a guess here, but I would assume that sports leagues, teams want to do this because they want to get people back in the arena. And this is a concern that maybe they didn't have 2-3 years ago. And going to a place with 15,000 people might not be all that attractive to some people right now.
Absolutely. I can tell you that when the Detroit Pistons team approached us, they came over to our booth at the CES event. And they reached out to us because they had a couple of challenges. One, they were looking for solutions for the well-being of the athletes and the staff, like I mentioned before. But two, they were looking for kind of a package that would help them present the brand and tackling the wellness trend. So to help them innovate and tell the fans and build a story around the well-being of the fans. So if it's recommendations, awareness, helping people feel safe when they're going to the games. But not only that, Bram, I have to say that when the Pistons approached us, they were also looking to help the local community. So by working with an air quality company, they were also looking to help the local community, which means the schools, the local government buildings, the buses. So it's more than only a sports team. It's like the local community in Detroit in general.
Okay, last thing. When you install something like this, we don't know what we don't know. A few years ago, I don't think anybody, especially in this country, would have believed we would be like this for as long as we have. And it's obviously clearly possible it could happen again. When you put something like this in, how do you know that it's going to be able to help with any pathogen, let alone ones that we don't even know that exist at this point?
It's a very good question, and I can tell you that our company started before COVID and heavily invested on clinical trials to various pathogens. So COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 was one of them. We also have done testing and clinical trials on influenza A, so the flu virus, but also MRSA, which has significant impact on athletes and also in hospitals environment. So we're all the time doing clinical trials and testing on different pathogens. I can tell you that that's one of the reasons that brought more sports teams to reach out to us after the Pistons announcement. We got more than 40 approaches from the NHL, from the NFL, from the NBA, and also for teams in Europe, because they understood that air quality is not only COVID, it's also the future pathogens that could impact the industry.
Roy Freeburg is the CEO of Aura Air. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
On the next Future Sport podcast, mobile technology is being leveraged in so many different ways by teams.
Yeah, we're looking at how they can engage with the fans more, you know, especially through blockchain, NFTs, adding more value to it. But then also on the marketing side, knowing who's in your stadium.
That's Brian Gels, Director of U.S. Sports for Orion Innovation, which is helping teams understand and message their fans better. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.